Mike Hahn spent most of last year in Iraq with the National Guard. He told a crowd of about 50 students last night that the Iraqis he met there believe in democracy and need U.S. military support to establish a viable government. He said a troop pullout now would betray them.
We owe it to those people, those Iraqis, who risk their lives to go out and vote, to stay with them until their government can take care of themselves.
Another opponent of the referendum, Marine Sergeant Kevin Lewis of Stoughton, says supporters of a troop pullout are ignoring the facts on the ground he saw during his tour in Iraq. He blamed the U.S. media for painting a false picture of the real progress he says he and his men were accomplishing.
Because I just know it's baloney. I care about these people. And this whole talk about cutting and running, showing cowardice when all we were doing was just winning. Every day kicking in the bad guys' faces, okay, and that's a good thing. Every day putting people in prison, bad people, not good people, bad people.
Another Madison veteran, Greg Seidlitz, said the referendum is personal for him. His unit lost two soldiers during the invasion of Iraq in 2003.
We leave Iraq, they died from nothing. We leave tomorrow, country will go back to hell in a handbasket, and it will be Bush's fault.
Opponents of the referendum, like Seidlitz, say that's the goal of anti-war groups, to leave Iraq in chaos and blame the carnage on the Bush administration. But backers of a yes vote on the referendum were out in force last weekend in Madison, planting yard signs and knocking on doors, urging people to vote to bring the troops home. They say next week's vote will reflect the national polls that show the war is unpopular and most people support a troop withdrawal. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.